Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Recruiting Every Second, the show on the Believe Podcast Network that covers everything and all things SEC football recruiting. I am your host, Blaine Gilmer, and so thankful to have you joining us once again to cover the latest and greatest that is going on in the ever-changing world of SEC football recruiting. And we are halfway through the July dead period here, coming off that just frenetic pace, that unbelievable amount of visits that took place in the month of June. And now teams are starting to reap the benefits, see the fruits of their labor, so to speak, in the month of July here, with some programs picking up some commitments here, some programs getting into some top groups. And that's going to be our focus here on the news and notes section of this broadcast. And then later we will have a feature interview with Andrew Bone from Bama Insider, the Rivals Alabama affiliate on the Rivals Network. And very excited that Andrew was able to join us and give us a little insight into Alabama football recruiting. Things starting off a little bit slower than normal for Alabama, but Andrew's here to give all the details on why and whether or not Alabama fans should be worried by the start of how things are going. So all of that coming up a little bit later. I do want to get into some of these commitments that have come up lately from programs like Ole Miss and Tennessee. These are guys that Josh Heupel and Lane Kiffin are really betting on to be able to come in and continue the growth of those programs. And speaking of betting, guys, July is underway and a great month for sports. So if you're into sports betting, Bet Online is where you can find it. The show today is brought to you by Bet Online. From NBA and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, Bet Online has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So whatever you put in, 50% on top of that for your welcome bonus. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head over to betonline.ag and start playing today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. So always thankful for Bet Online for sponsoring the show, being the presenter of Recruiting Every Second this week. And now, guys, like as I mentioned, we are going to get into some of those latest commitments, programs that had multiple. We'll start first with Tennessee. They picked up on the 12th, they picked up a big wide receiver out of the Memphis area, Cameron Miller. And one thing for Josh Heupel and any program, whether it's an Arkansas, an Ole Miss, a program that's trying to get back to where they want to be in the SEC hierarchy, so to speak, one thing you have to do is lock down your state. We've said it over and over again here on Recruiting Every Second. And getting Cameron Miller, four-star wide receiver out of Memphis, a big-bodied guy. He's getting up, you know, around 6'1", 200 pounds. Just someone who is able to really create separation with their frame, has tremendous ball skills. So a guy like Cameron Miller coming in, that's a big win for Josh Heupel, who definitely is going to utilize those receivers to the utmost there in Knoxville. And Tennessee also brought in a big interior offensive lineman in Maurice Clipper out of Milton High School in Alpharetta. If you're playing, if you're able to play at Milton, one of the premier schools in the state of Georgia, that 7A classification there in Georgia. If you're able to play and impress there, then you are, regardless of how many stars you have beside your name or things like that, you are a player. Maurice listed around 6'4", maybe 6'5", 300 pounds, and he committed to Tennessee back on July 10th. Now, as I mentioned, Ole Miss was another program that had multiple commitments. They actually had three commitments here in the last week. So we'll touch on all those real quick. That would be Jeremiah Dillon, was a wide receiver commit out of Tylertown, Mississippi. So Lane Kiffin, once again, holding on to the state of Mississippi there, which he's done well in his short tenure so far, and really is trying to outpace Mike Leach for some of that talent there in the state, and kind of winning the Egg Bowl of recruiting, it seems, so far, even though Mississippi State had a lot of commits early on in this process. Lane Kiffin and company starting to catch up in that process. And then he goes outside the state for next two. So the key is you got to take care of the best talent in your state, try to lock that down, and then strategically go after some guys that you think are going to fit into your program. He's able to bring in two linemen here right in the trenches. So two offensive tackles, one out of Clearwater, Florida, and Preston Cushman, three-star, who is listed at 6'5", 285, offensive tackle, and then also able to bring in Timmy Gagafian out of Houston, Texas, 6'6", 290. So a long, rangy, athletic lineman there. Ole Miss is able to stack up in that class. So with these multiple commits for Tennessee and for Ole Miss, that brings Tennessee up to, and they have 11 commits in the class, and they're 34th in the country right now. Josh Heupel's crew is, and Ole Miss is 45th in the country with 10 commits. So those three have really tried to close the gap, as I mentioned, on Mississippi State, kind of in that Egg Bowl recruiting. Mississippi State has 15 commitments. So Ole Miss, not real worried about the big gap that they had there, you know, kind of falling behind for the longest. They only had, you know, two, three commitments, but Lane Kiffin starting to find the guys that he wants and rack those up. And in the class, he also has four stars. Tennessee sitting it with 3 4 stars in their 11 commits. So these teams are starting to round into form here. Also, teams that picked up commitments recently in the SEC are Vanderbilt and Missouri. Missouri's commitment came from Jalen Marshall, a defensive lineman out of Overland, originally from Overland Park, Kansas, 3-star, committed to Missouri on July 13th. And then also Vanderbilt, Barton Simmons and crew over there continue to celebrate these recruiting victories, and they're really just marketing this program, him and Clark Lee, in a unique way. Steven Sanian Enola out of Quince Orchard, just a factory of talent there in the Gaithersburg, Maryland, DMV area. So a safety, 6'2", 180, makes his way over to Vanderbilt. And LSU also picked up a commitment since our last show in Fitzgerald West, a defensive lineman, 6'2", 325, a guy who can do that two-gap type scheme there for Ed Orgeron up front. So those are the recent commitments. There's also been some players that narrowed down top groups here recently, one being running back Damari Alston. Damari Alston is out of Woodward Academy in Georgia, and he is down to three schools, two of them being SEC schools, Auburn. Brian Harsin really pushing hard, him and Mike Bobo, to bring in a downhill slashing style running back in Damari Alston. Of course, LSU, Alston had a great official visit out there, and Northwestern, also a program that has made the top three for Damari Alston. Really, really good running back in the class of 2022. And then also staying in the class of 2022, maybe the top player in the entire class, Walter Nolan, drops his top five, four of which of those schools are from the SEC. Of course, his home state, Tennessee, Alabama is right there, Georgia, who may be the leader at this point for Walter Nolan, Florida in the mix, who a lot of people thought with some buzz after his official visit there that they would be the leader, and then you can't discount Michigan either. But I think right now that this could end up being a Georgia-Alabama battle, with maybe Michigan being the dark horse there. I know Walter Nolan went on the scavenger hunt Georgia had late in their recruiting process there, and he got to spend a lot of quality time with Kirby Smart one-on-one. So Walter Nolan drops his top five. Who knows when a decision could be made by Walter, but certainly feels like Georgia has a lot of momentum in there. And speaking of some of those battles right now, Andrew Bone is going to go into that. I want to remind everybody that today's show is brought to you by Bet Online, and we're going to get into our feature interview with Andrew Bone. And now for our feature guest here on Recruiting Every Second, the feature interview is going to be with Mr. Andrew Bone. Andrew is the senior recruiting reporter for Bama Insider. Since 2012, he's been with Bama Insider. So bringing on right now, senior recruiting reporter Andrew Bone. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. You know, nice Tuesday night. I'm sitting out here. I'm my wife's, or actually my mother-in-law, excuse me, my mother-in-law's screen porch, as my wife and I have been out of our house for the last going on 3 months right now, as our house is being renovated. So I've just been living the life at my mother-in-law's house for the last few months. So it couldn't be better.
So, folks, life has been absolutely crazy for Andrew Bone. He's not only not been living in his own house, but he's been dealing with arguably the busiest and craziest month in recruiting history in like recent memory. I mean, that month of June, Andrew, just tell everybody what it was like covering June for Alabama football recruiting.
Well, it was like, you know, nothing I've ever seen before in terms of, you know, just the amount of prospects that we've seen, you know, every single day, you know, not just, you know, kids coming in for football camps, but you have your unofficial guys that are coming in, you know, as they're hitting, you know, multiple SEC schools, multiple schools throughout the entire country. You had so many official visitors. Never seen this many official visitors in 1 month before. You know, we see kids visit in the month of you know, December, January. And I guess you can kind of compare it to January in terms of the official visitors. I mean, it was just, you know, absolutely crazy. Just so many kids deciding to, you know, take their official visits all in the month of June. But it was all their first visits. You know, what we really starting to see now is a lot of these kids, they're going on these trips. Well, it's an official visit. They're blown away. They're, you know, maybe close to making a decision, but then they start to, you know, get back home. They start thinking about it a little bit more. They start thinking, you know what? I have a lot of time before I have to make a decision. Things are kind of in reverse right now. You're taking your official visits first now, instead of taking in your junior days or taking in spring games, summer visits, fall visits to games, and then you take those official visits after the season. It started with the official visit. So, you know, everyone was kind of expecting a lot of these commitments to drop, to happen as soon as all these official visits took place in the month of June. What they didn't realize is kids were finally going to sit back and say, you know what, these were great trips. I want to go see these programs again, because I've only seen them one time. I want to go back and see them again this fall. I want to go to a game and experience that atmosphere. I want these head coaches to come into my home, sit down with my family, recruit me. And that's why we're starting to see a lot more kids push back on making these decisions, even though I know a lot of fans have been itching for a lot of commitments to happen, you know, for a lot of the top programs throughout the country that, you know, are kind of sitting back, you know, kind of waiting to see when these kids are going to make commitments. But I think we're going to see probably, you know, some commitments happen before the season. There's no doubt about it. We always see it happen before kids get into their senior season, get into, you know, trying to focus on graduating early, or really just focusing on academics and really just trying to have a life as a senior in high school. You know, people kind of forget about that. These kids actually, you know, want to enjoy their, you know, their final few months with, you know, with their classmates, with their friends. So it's not all about recruiting, but, you know, I think we are going to start seeing a lot more kids hold out, wait until the fall, wait until they take some games before they start making their decisions.
Absolutely. That is, we are here with Andrew Bone. You can follow him using Andrew J. Bone on Twitter. And like I said, over on BamaInsider.com. And Andrew, you mentioned the just inordinate amount of official visitors that last weekend for Alabama with guys like Jake Pope, Tyler Booker, Bear Alexander. I mean, it was just loaded with a ton of people there on that official visit. How many official visitors were there that last weekend? And it was just an incredibly talented bunch.
Yeah, I know they had 11 official visitors on campus, but they also had a lot more going on that weekend. They had their final football camp was on Saturday. They had different kids coming in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just for unofficial visits. So, you know, you have those 10 official visitors, but you also had a big name wide receiver like Evan Stewart out of Texas, who was in town just for a few days for an unofficial visit. So there was just so many kids, and that was really kind of the storyline throughout the entire month of June. You had, you know, a lot of kids visiting for camps. Then you had the official visitors, you know, like we said earlier, a lot of unofficial visitors, but you know, Alabama ended up having 10 total football camps in the month of June. So you had, you know, your 8 high school football camps, you know, 9th through 12th grade coming in, you know, all different positions, but you also had O-line, D-line camp. You had a special teams camp. Alabama had what they call the champions cookout, but they didn't really promote it that big. It was just kind of one of those things. If you're in town, we're having this cookout on Friday night. It's, you know, we're not trying to get all of our top targets in Tuscaloosa this one weekend, this one event. You know, they just say, you know, if you're on an official visit, we're having a cookout. If you're on an unofficial visit, come to the cookout. If you're a local kid or if you're somebody just passing through, come to the cookout. They don't really make a big deal out of it. But, you know, I think for the most part, Alabama had, you know, about 99% of its key targets on campus in the month of June. And many of those guys for the very first time. And, you know, same way with, you know, all the other programs throughout the country.
No doubt. And Alabama has picked up some recruiting momentum here of late within the last couple of weeks with some nice commitments to them, a couple of 4-star commitments and a 3-star. Amari Nyeblack, kind of a name that maybe shot up here late, came a little bit out of nowhere, and then Antonio Kite and Jeremiah Alexander. So kind of talk about those three commitments that Alabama's picked up here recently.
Yeah, for Alabama fans, it was kind of a slow start to the recruiting game, and some people think it still is kind of slow because there's only 10 commitments. But I think with Alabama, they really wanted to wait and evaluate kids kind of throughout the summer, because even though you go on Rivals.com, you look at all the rankings that are out there, you see the 5-stars, the 4-stars, the, you know, all the kids in the top 100, you still want to evaluate these kids because you can't trust this recruiting experts. You've got to see these guys for yourself, because a lot of these times, you know, the recruiting guys haven't seen them in person. Just because it's been a COVID year, you haven't had a chance to really evaluate these kids. There was a lot of kids that went to camps and got evaluated, but there was a lot of top players who didn't go to camps, who didn't go out throughout the spring and get seen by recruiting experts throughout the country. So a lot of these players, regardless if they were 5-star, if they were 4-star, if they were 3-stars, you know, they had to get evaluated. You know, it didn't matter if you're a top 10 overall player in the country, you still have to get evaluated, whether that's height and weight, you know, just getting your measurements. If, you know, maybe they need you to work out. And, you know, some kids probably don't like that because they're, you know, like we said, they're a 5-star recruit. So a lot of those kids don't like to do that. But, you know, with Alabama, I think with Amari Nyeblack, you know, he came in, you know, hadn't really been to any camps, hadn't really been anywhere, measured in at 6'4", 228 pounds. I think he ran a 4.58 40 at the Tides camp, and they immediately offered. And that's what, you know, a lot of these programs are out there doing. They're having to evaluate these players in person. And if you're a program like Alabama or Georgia or Clemson, Ohio State, you want to see these guys in person. If you make an offer to them right now, it's not because they're a backup plan. It's because they saw this guy and they want him. They wanted him, and, you know, they feel like he's an elite player and can make a big impact in their program. So, you know, if you see any summer offers go out there, if you see any fall offers go out there, I don't think it's going to be, you know, that big of a difference this year, just because I think the rankings are probably a little bit skewed right now. And I think in the end, it's all going to get shaken out. I mean, it's going to work out in the end for a lot of these, you know, top kids who are, you know, finally getting evaluated, finally getting seen, you know. But with Alabama, I think, you know, the last few guys that they've gotten commitments from, you know, very talented prospects. We talked about Nob Black a little bit. Jeremiah Alexander, one of the best edge defenders in the entire country, former Alabama commitment, and then ends up back in the Tide's recruiting class. You know, we thought when he decommitted from Alabama back in the fall, that Georgia was in the driver's seat for him. And I feel like they were. I think when he decommitted from Alabama, Georgia was in great position for him. But, and I kept telling our fans on BamaInsider.com, I kept saying, you know, the longer he decides to hold out, the better it probably is for Alabama. But if he makes a decision anytime soon, it's definitely going to be for Georgia. And I remember talking to him before the Alabama-Georgia game. And, you know, a lot of, you know, different recruiting analysts do this in terms of getting predictions from recruits on the big game. So I was talking to all these different recruits, getting predictions on the Alabama-Georgia game. And he was one of the only ones that told me, in terms of being an Alabama commitment, I believe Georgia's going to win. And you don't necessarily hear that from some of the kids that are committed to you know, to a certain program and they predict another program to win the game. So you never hear that. And, you know, I know that fired up the Alabama fan base at the time, you know, wondering, you know, was he a solid commitment? And then, you know, within about a month after that, he had decommitted from Alabama, but ends up taking a visit over to Clemson back in, I think it was the first weekend of June, came out and said Clemson was his favorite. And, you know, I don't know if I ever really believed that. I think they did blow him away during their visit, but I still kind of thought, all right, he hasn't visited Georgia yet. He hasn't, you know, taken that visit back to Alabama. And once he, you know, made those trips, he kind of, you know, evened things back up. Now, in the end, he did end up choosing Alabama. He says over Clemson that Georgia was third on his list, but, you know, I kind of felt like at the time he was going to commit to Alabama and, you know, just another, you know, one of those elite edge defenders that Alabama's been so good about landing over the last several years. And then Antonio Kite, you know, very intriguing prospect, 6'2", about 185 pounds, was a standout basketball player for Anniston High School, just came off a state championship and really didn't play football until his junior season in high school. You know, had a great season, had 6 interceptions, and ends up going down to Alabama's camp back in early June, but actually didn't work out. He, you know, I think coaching staff really just wanted to see him in person. They had offered him back in the fall and, you know, really liked him a lot. And I think, you know, once Alabama kind of saw his size, they said, you know, this guy, you know, is one of our top targets. So, you know, they took a commitment from him. He actually committed during his early visit to Alabama in June. He ended up taking some other official visits, Tennessee, Florida State, South Carolina, UCF. After that, but had committed to Alabama privately before those trips. But yeah, I mean, I think Alabama just really liked him. He's a great in-state player. Like I said, he was only played football for one season and, you know, was a standout basketball player, had a lot of offers in basketball, but has decided to shut down things in basketball. Now, he's going to play as a senior, but he's not going to play in college, not even going to walk on. So he's just going to focus completely on football once he gets to Alabama.
Absolutely. Here on Recruiting Every Second, talking with Andrew Bone. Those are the melodious tones of Andrew Bone you're hearing. So pleasant that even the birds are chirping outside listening to the Alabama recruiting updates right here. And if you like everything that you heard so far, make sure if you're an Alabama fan or if you're someone who just likes to keep up with SC football recruiting in general, make sure to go over, subscribe to Bama Insider. You'll get all of this information plus more player quotes, everything like that, on Bama Insider as it happens. So make sure to do that. Follow Andrew if you don't already, Andrew J. Bone on Twitter. And Andrew, you know, we're talking about this class. They've got 10 commitments, ranked 12th in the Rivals recruiting rankings, and none of them are 5 stars yet for Alabama. That's the shocking thing. All, you know, Alabama usually brings in several 5-star commitments per year, things like that. And I'm sure they will as time goes on here. But like you said, a little bit slower start. Let's talk a little bit about some of those guys that they're going after, the most coveted top of the line guys. And a lot of these, for those of you who don't know, I also write for UGASports.com, which is the Georgia affiliate on the Rivals network. And there's a lot of Georgia-Alabama battles going on right now, Andrew, which has become par for the course, you know, Nick Saban, right. Kirby Smart, the relationship there, of course. Now, guys like Walter Nolan, Tyler Booker, you know, Jake Pope, there's a lot, Omari Kelly even, there's a lot of Georgia-Alabama battles. I know Omari Kelly from Trustville there in Alabama, he told me himself, Alabama, Georgia are the top two for him. So just kind of take us through maybe some of those highly coveted prospects and battles that are going on here as we approach this fall.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, especially with the wide receiver position, because they already have their top quarterback commitment, you know, on board in Ty Simpson. They have two running backs, and Emmanuel Henderson and Le'Veon Moss. Where are the wide receivers going to come from? They signed a great group of receivers in 2021 class, four Rivals 100 receivers, but they're still going after some big names and certainly want to get some guys on board. And you know, I think they certainly hope they can get some on board soon. You know, a couple of the big names at the receiver position that they really like a lot, Evan Stewart out of Texas, certainly one of their top overall targets that they've been going after. Now, Evan's not going to be making a decision anytime soon. I think he's going to wait a while and possibly, you know, wait until the fall or, you know, even closer to the early signing period before he makes that decision. Berrien Brown, definitely one of the top wide receivers in the country out of Nashville, probably going to be making a decision within the next month sometime. And then, you know, one other wide receiver I wanted to mention is somebody that really stole the spotlight at Alabama's camp earlier this summer, now that we're in July, but certainly a guy that we want to talk about is Kobe Prentice. 5'11", 178 pounds, ran a 4.35 40 at Alabama's football camp. And this is, you know, one of these cases where you got to wait and see kids in camp. You got to evaluate guys. You know, you
committed to Maryland right now, correct?
Currently committed to Maryland. He committed to Maryland, and I think Alabama, I think they were planning on extending him an offer. He didn't know that they were going to extend him an offer, so he went ahead and committed to Maryland. And the next day, Alabama let him know that he had an offer from them. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised if he's in Alabama's recruiting class. So, certainly going to be watching him pretty closely. Now, on the offensive line, you know, certainly some big targets out there. You know, Tyler Booker and Elijah Pritchard, two guys that, you know, I know that Alabama and Georgia are certainly battling for right now. You know, Pritchard's going to take things a little bit into the fall, wants to attend some games before making that decision. Now, Tyler Booker, I do think it ends up coming down to Alabama and Georgia for him. You know, monster offensive lineman from IMG Academy, and you know, certainly one of the Tide and Dogs top overall targets. So I think it's going to be an interesting battle. You know, he did say he was going to make a decision sometime in July, but recently said that, you know, he's going to kind of just wait it out a little bit. You know, he's going to make that decision when the timing feels right. So that could be, it could be in July, could be in August, could be in December. So we're going to have to just wait and see, you know, when he ends up making that decision, but certainly a, big target for both of those programs. And, you know, then on the defense side of the ball, you know, just a lot of big names that are out there. Alabama, you know, just picked up the Antonio Kite defensive back, but certainly involved with, you know, several other top defensive backs throughout the country. Denver Harris out of Texas, five-star, and Earl Little Jr. Out of American Heritage in Plantation, Florida. Those are two guys that I feel, you know, very strongly are going to end up in Alabama's recruiting class. As of right now on the defensive line, I actually just put out a defensive line big board on BamaInsider.com. So if you want to know where all of those defensive line targets are going to go, where they're leaning right now, you can go over to BamaInsider.com and check that out. But I will throw out, you know, a few names that Alabama is certainly involved in. One of them is certainly Walter Nolan, five-star defensive tackle out of Tennessee, certainly a big target for a lot of schools, and just came out with the top five a few days ago. You know, certainly a guy that Alabama and Georgia are going to be battling for, but he certainly likes several other schools, including LSU, Michigan, and Florida. So that's going to be a recruitment that we're going to see, you know, go down all the way until the very end. The same with Bear Alexander, the five-star former Georgia commitment out of Texas. And, you know, he visited several schools in the month of June, including, you know, Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M. You know, that's the program that a lot of schools feel like he could end up going to, but I certainly feel like, you know, Alabama and Georgia are definitely going to be strong contenders in his recruitment. And Nye White, Rivals 100, linebacker, defensive end, you know, really kind of one of those, another one of those edge type players. It says that he's going to be announcing a top four relatively soon. He hasn't said when he's going to do that yet, but I can imagine Alabama, Georgia certainly going to be on that list, along with Florida and Ohio State. That's my prediction of who the top four schools are going to for him. We're kind of at the halfway point right now in this recruiting world. We're starting to see, like I said, a lot of these kids wanting to wait it out, wanting to wait until the fall so they can go to these games and enjoy these visits before they make their decision. So there's just a lot more to go in this year's recruiting class. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Here with Andrew Bone. You can follow me using Andrew J. Bone on Twitter, senior recruiting reporter for BamaInsider.com. And last thing I want to ask you, Andrew, in terms of recruiting for Alabama, I always tell people now Alabama doesn't have to recruit anymore. They just invite because of the success they've had. I mean, that's really, how it is. But do you feel, and I've asked a couple guys this, especially, but not with anybody from Alabama, with Alabama having had so much success, so much talent accumulation on that roster, and the main draw at Alabama and programs like Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State before NIL came into play was, okay, you're going to get developed for the pros, you're going to win championships. Now, with NIL, there's that added narrative, and do you feel like negative recruiting is going to come into play against Alabama, where a team like an Ole Miss or a Kentucky or a second-tier SEC team maybe says, that's fine, you can go to Alabama, you can go to Georgia, you may sit for 2 or 3 years, and you're not going to have the marketability that you have if you come here and start as a freshman, or you come here and play early on, and we can get you exposure like that. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, I think it's kind of a wait and see type deal. I mean, I certainly think that, money is going to start talking a little bit, in these deals. And it's certainly going to be something that, a lot of programs are going to use, to battle against, the big dogs in the country, whether that's Alabama or Georgia or Clemson or Ohio State. Other programs are going to be coming after. I mean, obviously, Texas has a lot that they can sell. USC has a lot that they can sell. Georgia Tech right there in Atlanta. Yeah, well, will they benefit? But I think with programs like Alabama and Auburn, they're going to continue to have success. Obviously, being the main programs, there's no pro sports teams in the state of Alabama, so those programs should be just fine. But it's going to be interesting to see what kind of happens with some of these. I hate calling them second tier type programs, but below the top dogs right now. I certainly think that those programs are certainly going to benefit and, certainly going to be, at least trying to sell that, to these top recruits that they can come in and, make a big impact in that regard.
Oh, what I'm looking forward to is the first couple Alabama players that signed with media outlets to talk stuff. I bet Nick Saban is just going to love that. Just absolutely. That will be just so right up his alley, having players have unfettered access to media. That's going to be great.
That's right. Something we'll be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. So, guys, we've been talking to Andrew here for about 22, 23 minutes, and we've just scratched the surface of Alabama recruiting. So if you want to know everything, make sure go over to BamaInsider.com. Again, follow Andrew using at Andrew J. Bone on Twitter. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Absolutely. So that's this episode of Recruiting Every Second, and we'll catch you next time.
Presented by Bet Online.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.